Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's going on, everybody?
Your baggy dog.
Anybody know whether the convenience store down the street here in Brighton has been hit again by armed robbers? I noticed there were no less than two live shots from the local television stations going on right down the street. Does anybody know? Anybody know what happened? I'm looking at the television.
Ooh.
It says SUV crashed in Brighton. Is that what that
crushed.
Is? SUV crushed in Brighton.
Ooh. Oh, the corner of a truck went. That's ooh, not. Oh,
looks
God,
like LB may have sat on an SUV or something.
Oh, no. Right, someone may be hurt. Sir. We can't.
Okay. All right. Too soon. Oh yeah, that's what it is. Look, that's the live shot right there. That's the Channel 5 live shot.
Why couldn't they send Katie Thompson?
Oh, it looks like the Nessun. Looks like the Nessun sign fell on an SUV.
Wow.
Oh, don't laugh. Somebody is getting in an ambulance.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's an irrational fear.
That's the driver's side.
Yeah. Terrible publicity for Nessun.
Seriously.
That's like the tree falling thing. When you're just driving along, minding your own business, doing the speed limit, on your way to the gym, and bam, a 100-foot pine tree crushes the vehicle.
No, you never know. I mean, this is why I wake up every day, and until I come in here and see how angry you are, I have a big smile on my face.
That's why that 2-minute walk down the hall is so fun, because I'm like, let's see what happens when we get in the room.
I've been extremely happy for the last four or five years.
Have you listened to the replay from yesterday?
You guys take little snippets.
You three
start ganging up on me. Stiz comes flying in. He sticks his head up your ass.
It was a pretty consistent BAC, I think, yesterday.
Yes, belligerent buyers was in the house yesterday. But we're on.
Tuesday.
It's a new day.
I'm old.
It looks like
fat.
The 508 texter says that the SUV was crushed by the Nessun truck last night here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. So that's what's going on with the live shot. It's a Tuesday, and if you would like to be on the show this morning, call 617-764-9223, or you can text your comment at any time this morning to the text line, which is 97107. And the sun is out now, but it looks like weather-wise, it's only going to be out for a couple hours. And then it is going to be mostly cloudy today, and there is a chance of showers on and off for most of the afternoon. The high today is going to be 73, and right now it is 63 here in scenic and apparently not so secure Brighton, Massachusetts. On the show this morning at 7:20, I have to discuss what a Newton teacher showed to a student that has led to the teacher's suspension. I'm really interested in your feedback on this, and we will discuss it at 7:20 this morning. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, and if you would like to leave one of those right now, then we would be very thankful. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play your message back at 8 this morning. Speaking of thankful, I could not be more thankful for the overwhelming support that you show the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation over and over and over again. And I just want to recap yesterday. At the end of the show yesterday, you had donated over $21,000.
Wow.
For the victims of the motorcycle accident in New Hampshire.
No surprise.
And their families and those who were injured. And so we added, the Greg Hill Foundation added our $10,000 match, and we will be able to donate over $31,000 to those families in their time of need. Thanks to you, and I don't know how to thank you. It's been almost 29 years that I have been doing this program, and I am still shocked and surprised by how you give over and over and over and over again. So I wanted to start off this morning by saying thank you, and I could not be prouder of the amazing group of people that are assembled that listen to the show, because you're extremely generous. So thank you for that. This is Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, everybody. About that accident with the Nessun truck in
Brighton? Yes.
What they didn't tell you, the people driving the car were from ESPN. And they wanted to crush the competition.
Come on,
people got hurt, dude.
Too soon.
Let's let them get out of the hospital first.
Too soon.
And make your jokes. The corner of that truck went right into the driver's side window. I don't know how that person didn't get killed.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
He's that guy. He's the guy that cracks the jokes at the funeral.
You're just basically minding your own business, and a giant trailer falls on you. That's not good. All right. Coming up in a moment. Doctors have let a Chinese man know why you should not remove a branch from your eye at home.
That's
not something that you do at home yourself. Also, we are going to get to Crazier Than Danielle, and we will tell you why you never dump a Miss Hooters girl runner-up before getting the key back that she has for your home. We will get to all of that news and the rest of the real news, the important news, all coming up on today's Hillman Morning Show. 1, 2, 3 4.
Ew.
We're on. Mel Kegels, very important as you reach an advanced age. Just want to tell you guys. Weather today brought to you by findmassmoney.com, and it's going to be an okay day, not a great day. The sun is out now, but clouds coming around 10 or 11, and there's going to be showers on and off this afternoon. The temperature will get to 73 for a high.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, it is 63 in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Tomorrow and Thursday for the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, both look beautiful. So, and I'll tell you, they look beautiful for the annual Great Helicopter Golf Ball Drop, which is happening on Thursday, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But let me just mention that you may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free. 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament happening at the MGM Casino and the Great Horse Country Club tomorrow and Thursday. And on Thursday, it is the annual Great Helicopter Golf Ball Drop. I would like to thank those of you who have already purchased one or several golf balls for $20. You still have time, and you could be the winner of $5,000 cash. That would qualify, Lindy, as a bag of cash. cash.
You got it.
5,000 large, as you might say.
Which I've pocketed.
Yes. So, here's the way this works. You buy a golf ball or several. On Thursday morning, we load all of the numbered golf balls into a helicopter. The helicopter hovers over the Great Horse Golf Club and drops all of the balls on the green. And whichever ball comes closest to or in the hole results in the owner of said golf ball walking away with $5,000 cash.
And you can get the balls on GregHill.org?
No, there is no GregHill.org.
Oh,
One could go to TheGregHillFoundation.org.
Okay.
TheGregHillFoundation.org. And I thank you for the support so far.
I'm going to raid Annie's bank account today.
And I'm hoping that we'll take this way over the top and be able to raise additional dollars for the foundation. I'm going to need some clarification on this 978 text. It simply says, Greg, why are you scamming your listeners? Now, I don't know if that is in regard
to... it was rigged when LB won.
Oh, because LB won it once?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do
you understand how much money I spent?
Oh, you spent a ton of money.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, I went with the odds.
Well, you're
so
like the...
I think I dropped 500 or a grand.
On golf balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, because I knew nobody's dropping that kind of dough, maybe one other person.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a bunch of balls. The odds are good.
Oh,
second year I got blown out. It was a waste of cash.
Here's the text from this.
Well, not a waste of cash.
Here's a follow-up text from this dodo bird who says, Mike, the winner from yesterday, never got his foursome in the WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. That's impossible. I'm looking at the producer of our show, and Mike from yesterday won his.
What do you mean? Never got it.
The golf tournament hasn't happened.
Right.
Yet.
That's what I'm asking. Hasn't happened yet.
He wanted the voucher, Mike. The voucher show showed up at his house.
You're going to 978 texter. You're really going to have to present some evidence. Although I think it's going to be hard to do considering the golf tournament hasn't happened.
Right.
Here's a texter who says, my question is it Monkey's responsibility to repair the divots? Yes, Johnny Egan.
Really?
Has to go out after the helicopter drop and repair all the divots at the Great Horse Country Club. All right. Well, anyway, I got to thank a whole bunch of people for that, and then we're going to get to the news. But as long as we're talking about it, I want to make sure that I thank our presenting sponsor, Echo Store Technologies. They have been the sponsor of the golf tournament for a long, long, long time, and I can't thank them enough for that. I want to thank Sparkling Ice, a delicious beverage which will be served with Tito's handmade vodka all over at every event during the WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. We always make sure that those who are participating are well hydrated throughout
That's right.
the
Very important.
throughout the day.
Yeah.
I want to thank East Coast Metal Roofing and E.L. Harvey. And I also want to mention, you know how we were talking about espresso martinis?
Yes.
I want to thank the Ziaia Rum people for being a sponsor this year. And you can make, believe it or not, a rum espresso martini with Ziaia and Kerrygold.
Oh.
And it is...
That's rich.
It's to die for. It's to die for. So, and they're also making the iced coffee for brunch. Have a special little zing to it, if you will.
A zing. Awesome.
A special zing. So,
what do they call that? Swing lube.
Yes,
in golf?
Yes, they call it. Well, they also call it that in disc golf, or it's probably not lube. It's like ingesting
lung enhancer.
Lung lube.
Lung lube. That's exactly what it is.
It's lung lube in disc golf. Not when you're...
Okay. That's awesome.
Yes. all right. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, excuse me, waiter, but is that a rat in my buffalo wing order?
Oh.
And And is it bone in? Here's a question on the great helicopter golf ball drop from an 860 texter. Do you have to be there to win? No. The majority of those who end up with in the golf ball drop are not there at the tournament. Here's a texter who says, correction on shoe, it's called swing oil. It can be called swing oil. It can be called swing lube. Sure. Everything is, either term is A-okay. All right, and we're also going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So just a heads up on that. Leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now at 617-779-5463 on any topic. And we will all listen to your Hillmail voicemail messages together coming up at 8.
So apparently not all was rosy at the big opening of Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett over the weekend.
Yes, I think I know what you're going to talk about, and I tweeted a little bit about this yesterday. Are you referring to the cheaters who were arrested on the first night that we opened up our grand, brand new casino here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
What did they bust? A couple roulette cheaters?
They did, yeah. So I guess security's working.
Well, that's a positive. Yeah. Real quick question, and I probably need some input from you this morning. How does one cheat at roulette?
Mm.
I mean, I knew you'd have an instant answer.
No, go ahead.
What is it?
I'm asking the listeners.
When we
did the live broadcast in Vegas, so what the cheaters do is two or three guys will hit the roulette table, and then take your chip. They'll put their chip beside your chip, and then claim that they won. Like I remember.
Huh?
That's what we're all saying. No. I got ripped off. I got ripped off on the whatever the roulette table is. The dude completely stole my chip from. It was a 50-1 winner.
What they do is they
finagle. They're like magicians that pull the quarter from behind their ear. Next thing you know, your chip's not on the same number that it was when you put it down.
Here's a text that says they are dropping a late bet. I have seen people drop late bets, but usually that is quickly identified.
Right.
Maybe they're using some kind of a system where they're injecting the balls with extra fluid or something.
The balls are corked or something like that.
No, but they scam you. They scam you with more than one person.
Right. These two guys are both from the Bronx.
They're from the Bronx.
One guy was 27, one was 66. So
66?
Yeah, they're accused of cheating together at the roulette table. Well, 27 and 66, no one assumes you guys are hanging out together, right?
Well, in many of these cases, it's a family thing. It's a father-son team. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And they travel around from casino to casino.
Yeah,
handing down the great tradition of trying to cheat the casino out of cash.
Well, and I got jobbed. I tried to get the guy that the roulette dude that spins the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get him to call security to go to the camera because I knew I got scammed.
You wanted him to check the tape?
They stiffed me.
Well, the eye in the sky.
Then when I was snapping, they threw me out of the casino.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's more involved in this than we're hearing. Here's a text that says there is no bet that is 50-1 in roulette.
Whatever. Enough. I was in Vegas at the table. Oh, you weren't.
Yeah, there you go.
What were you doing? Mowing your lawn? Well, your fat wife's having a vodka lemonade.
There it is.
Jeepers.
They get to bust my balls, but I can't.
Yeah, you can bust them back. LB put a third of a chip on a single number, so that was his 15-1 bet. He tried to get to 35. The math was off.
I did the four. I put it on four.
Oh, the corner.
Yeah.
The little T.
Yeah. The X.
Do math.
All right. Well, let's see. Here's a text that says, how did this story end up being about LB? Well, he was adding his input.
Mystery.
I mean, he's been to the casinos.
Were we doing a story about a casino?
Yes.
You know, getting ripped off?
Right.
Okay, so I get ripped off at a casino. Right. Is that not relevant?
Let's see. Here's a text that says, when I worked on a casino project doing security, they knew about people who would go around trying to cheat new casinos. Mm. Well, that's probably the thing to do is to go there early on because they may not have their security locked down and tight and ready to go at that point.
They still that's probably tweak
like
stuff
the
and...
that's probably the best time.
Which was the gambling movie where they took the guy in the basement and took the hammer to his they hammered his hand, broke both his hands. He was cheating at craps. Or something. Was it Casino?
Of course Joe Pesci is injured and later is killed.
Yeah.
But I don't that wasn't for that.
Yeah. Was that the cooler?
The cooler?
With William H. Macy.
Might have been.
I think it is Casino.
I think it is Casino
that you're talking about.
Anyway, don't try and cheat a casino.
No.
You're gonna end up on the wrong side of it. Mm.
Pay that man his money.
Good impression.
That's a fantastic movie about cards. Rounders. Rounders is a great movie.
Great ending.
It is a great ending. Here's a text that says, if the two individuals were 27 and 66 years old, it may have been Edelman and Greg. by the way, I think Bubs is coming on today or tomorrow.
Nice.
When he's done with, when he can squeeze us in between the national media to promote his Showtime documentary, which debuts on Friday night.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't
wait. What a crisis for you.
What do you mean?
Dateline up against the JE doc, up against whatever plans you have for the weekend?
I'm assuming that I'll get a screener copy sent here today by Bubs. If ever two people were BFFs and you didn't send one of them a screener copy of your documentary, Edelman 100, then I would think that would mean the friendship had ended, but... I'm hoping that Bubsy will be on the program either later today or tomorrow to talk about that. Right now it is 6:33 and it is time for the news.
So the man who was behind the wheel of the truck that caused the deadly crash up in New Hampshire over the weekend with the seven individuals that were on motorcycles has been arrested. He's been identified as Vladimir Zuchowski. He's 23 years old. He appeared yesterday in court on a fugitive from justice charge. He was turned over to New Hampshire authorities yesterday afternoon. Now, we have some attorney some audio from his attorney in the courtroom. The attorney's name is Donald Frank.
He's only 23 years old. He's a high school graduate. He's on a soccer team. He seems like a good guy who is involved in a terrible negligent, as I read the complaint, negligent incident.
Good guy. he had two drunken driving arrests. One, which was just last month, and also has drug convictions. And I was reading yesterday, I think on Turtle Boy, that he flipped the truck over when he was driving it for a company in Texas recently.
Great.
So my question is, what is this guy doing still on the highways and byways of the New England region?
I have no idea why he is, and
I don't know if this I don't know if this is accurate or not. Turtle Boy said it was, but the kid went to the beach on Saturday with his sister after this and was taking selfies and this Jesus. Is after an accident you were involved in took the life of seven people.
That's fairly obnoxious.
I mean, don't you try to lay low?
Lay low.
I mean, really?
Don't you turn yourself into police?
Wouldn't you? If you were if you had been involved in an accident that killed seven people, at least in my case, I don't know how I'd function.
Right.
I'd be beating myself up for the next 50 years. And then when they went to his house, they found, what did they find, heroin or something like
that?
They
found wax packets containing a residue suspected of being heroin.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, well. Well, I mean, this is, I mentioned this at the start of the show, but I want to thank those of you who gave yesterday to the Greg Hill Foundation to support the families of those who lost their lives and those were injured on Friday during that accident. Yesterday, by the end of our show, you had donated over $21,000 and we added a $10,000 match. So today we will be able to deliver over $31,000 to those families. So thank you. Again, you step up. I ask an awful lot, and day after day, week after week, year after year, you continue to support the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation, and I thank you a ton for that. What else is going on today, Danielle?
Well, just in time for the big holiday week, the Sharks are back in Chatham.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're back home?
That's what they do. They came back to their home in the ocean. Uh-huh. Someone spotted a 13-foot great white shark eating a seal Monday, according to the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. The report was confirmed by the Chatham Harbor Master's office. We actually do have some audio from the Harbor Master.
It's that time of year. We're bound to get reports of white sharks when we have calm days and the sun is high in the sky.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Yes.
Still, I guarantee you there will still be people in the water next week
for the
big 4th of July Chatham vacation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Lest they shut it down.
Yeah, they want to get a picture or a selfie with a great white shark.
But as we learned yesterday when we played some audio from that same film, you can't shut the beach down for the 4th of July.
No, you can't have a panic on the 4th of July.
You do not want to instigate a panic on the 4th.
You yell Barracuda. Everybody says, huh? What? You yell Shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Nope, no way.
There you go.
No way.
You know, amity means friendship.
Is this?
I love that character. That's become like my favorite character in that movie.
The selectman guy?
The mayor.
The mayor of amity.
Yeah,
yeah. Is he the mayor or is he like a selectman?
He's the mayor.
Oh, he's the mayor.
Who drives the giant Cadillac convertible.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Has the jacket with the little anchors.
Yeah, it was like a Cadillac Eldorado.
It was the biggest one you could get.
Yeah. Well, the thing was a gas guzzler, but it didn't matter until the gas crisis of 1974 happened. And then the guy was SOL. all right. What else is happening, Danielle?
Doctors in China have removed a twig from a man's head. It was in there for 5 years because it had pierced his eye socket.
Irrational fear.
Total.
This is a complete irrational fear. This guy was working on his farm 5 years ago, and he fell. And the branch went into his eye socket. He removed it himself, but he didn't get everything.
No, he didn't. He couldn't afford to go to the hospital to get it checked out after the fact, so he just yanked the thing out and went about his life. And now, it never had a problem since then, but then now he's got like an eye infection. He's had some pain. So they just went in. Doctors did an 8-hour surgery and were able to remove the thing. They say that he absolutely cheated death because a few of the pieces of the twig had come within 5 millimeters of touching his brainstem.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Well, glad he's okay now.
Yeah.
He should give up working on the farm.
Right.
Leave that to the younger folk.
That's why I work here in a radio station. There's no twigs. Maybe an errant straw or a staple.
A fork.
Yeah, a fork. Yeah, definitely a fork.
Yeah. You accidentally jam a fork full of food into the side of your face and you don't hit your mouth. Or you bite your tongue while you're trying to eat a brisket.
That's a horrible hazard. That's
side of your cheek.
Or you burn the roof of your mouth on a slice of pizza or a pizza bagel from that place in Chelsea that Stanley Stiz Grimey loves.
The dangers of radio.
My advice.
But what?
Retirement. Disability.
We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. So you leave a voicemail message, and we'll play your message back at 8. Before that, though, at 7:50 this morning, if you're suffering from erectile dysfunction, the description from law enforcement of what a teacher did with a student should do the trick.
Oh.
So we'll play that audio at 7:50 on today's show. Well, I want to congratulate the New Hampshire listeners this morning. According to science, according to Wallet Hub, who's done a new survey and looked at a bunch of data, New Hampshire is the most patriotic state in our union.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Live free or die.
Nice. Right. They actually care about America up there. No surprise, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts comes in at number 34. So we aren't the least patriotic state in the union. That is New Jersey. And New York is second least patriotic state in the union. However, here in Massachusetts, we are only number 34 when it comes to our patriotism. And that means that a bunch of you need to get up off of your beach chairs and go to a 4th of July parade next Thursday. Mm-hmm. I attend the 4th of July parade in Ocean Park, Maine every year. And I get to look at Miss Cinnamon Buns.
Oh, nice!
They do select Miss Cinnamon Buns, and she rides in a flatbed truck.
Cinnamon buns
No, they don't throw out the free cinnamon buns. Are you kidding me? No way.
Who has a better overall attractive aesthetic, Miss Cinnamon Buns or Miss Boom Boom in Brazil?
Miss Boom Boom she's the winner of is that the annual butt contest that they do in Brazil?
Yes.
The Miss Boom Boom contest, mm-hmm. right up there with Miss Cinnamon Buns. So. Here's a text that says, where did the lefty California, the left coast fall on the list? I don't know where California fell. I could take a look for you here real quick. The most patriotic states were number one, New Hampshire, number two, Wyoming.
I mean, no surprise there,
right?
Yeah.
You can drive 80 miles. You can drive 80 miles an hour on a side street. Yep. They have no speeding laws whatsoever. Number three was Vermont, which is a little bit surprising.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Number four, Utah, and number five, Idaho. I'd like to say hello to a listener, Greg, our pal Greg.
Hey, buddy.
In Idaho, who's always listening bright and early in the morning. California was number 48. So the most unpatriotic states, the five most unpatriotic states are Texas, which is shocking, West Virginia, California, New York, and New Jersey. So there you go. It is 6:53, and it's time for this.
I know it's hard to believe.
She's crazy.
But there is somebody crazier than Danielle.
There's a direct relationship between how hot a chick is and how much crazy to tolerate.
All right, time for Crazier Than Danielle. Who is the subject of Crazier Than Danielle this morning?
21-year-old Madison Rogers of Nashville, Tennessee. Never mind the Miss Cinnamon Buns contest. She was the fifth place finisher in the Miss Hooters Girl pageant back in April.
Okay? She was the fourth runner-up,
yes.
is how she describes
Correct.
It on her Instagram
right,
feed.
Because it's right. more impressive.
Right, yeah. The fourth runner-up. In the Miss Hooter Girl contest, okay?
Yeah. Back on May 31st, her boyfriend broke up with her after 2 years.
Oh, devastating.
2 years together. So she, of course, responded in kind by breaking into his house later that day and absolutely ransacking the crap out of the place.
Mm.
And then when he got home, she attacked him. He called 911. She was arrested a week later and charged with vandalism and felony aggravated burglary. And now she's going in for sentencing, which is why we're getting the update on it. As far as the Miss Hooters International pageant, it did go down this past weekend. The winner was a Hooters girl from Fort Lauderdale. The first runner-up, Stink of Life, was the Hooters girl from Tennessee that beat out Madison.
Oh.
So not only is she going to go to jail probably, but she also got to watch this other girl win the big contest.
What like what kind of damage did she do? I'm guessing like a steak knife through the mattress, the clothes were lit on fire with the lighter fluid.
Yeah, soak everything with gasoline.
Do we have an estimate on how much damage the crazier than Danielle chick did to the guy's place?
Let's see.
What's her name, by the way, again?
Madison Rogers.
Madison. That's a Hooter girl name if I've ever heard one.
Her mugshot, I'm afraid of her mugshot. She's beautiful, but the look she's giving, I'm like, oh, bro.
The eyes.
You are in trouble. Oh, yeah. She's got that look on her face, like bad.
Let me just hold on a minute.
Awesome in their bedroom, though. You know that.
I am going to see if I can indeed. Oh, yeah. Okay, here. I think I can get you. Because I want to share this on my Twitter feed. You're right about the mugshot.
Right.
Madison.
Ew. What place did Madison come in at the Buckingham pageant? Was she second or third? I don't remember, but she was adorable.
All right. Can I share? I can share like a Facebook link, right? Is that okay on Twitter, Danny?
Sure.
I don't know. Never know what the copyright infringement
is. As long as you share the link, you just can't save the photo and post the photo, because then that's where you run into the copyright issues.
All right.
Oh, crazier, no. What I do.
Crazier than.
Thankfully, nothing this time.
Yeah.
Doing nothing saved us trouble in this case. So thank you for not knowing the internet.
All right. I have now shared that on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF. If you would like to take a look at Madison and her angry mugshot. It is 6:57. A texter is wondering if over the long vacation break I'm going to watch The Wire. And I did commit to watching The Wire, but I got distracted on the way because I started watching Damages.
Oh.
Have you ever seen Damages with Glenn Close?
No.
Oh, I saw the trailer. It looks awesome.
Well, yeah, it's been out for quite some time, but it's really good.
Yeah.
It's a murder mystery thing. And Glenn Close, her character, is a completely psychotic lawyer, like aggressive, powerful female type. Mm-hmm. You know the type, Danielle.
Sure.
You know the aggressive, powerful female type.
Yes, I do. Why are
you
saying that like that?
So yeah, I'm going to try to get to that during the break. Although I'm going to have to get to the. I'm trying really hard to get to the Iron Age on Dominations, which is the game I mentioned I'm playing yesterday on my phone.
How many ages are there?
I mean, I don't know.
Unlimited? Do we not know?
I would assume that there are, like, when it comes to my country of Hillandia.
Yes.
I'm in the Bronze Age currently, but I'm hoping that I'm able to. I'm hoping that King Rangoon of Hillandia is able to get to the Iron Age. If you're looking for a game to play, though, you know, sometimes the games that you can get app wise on the phone are not that great.
Yeah.
The from a technical point of view, Dominations is an extraordinary game.
Are you going to start doing endorsements for service work that you have done in Dominations?
I might. Yeah. You mean like if I build a storehouse or something? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be like
the mason that did the stairs.
Right. Yeah. I want to thank East Coast Metal Roofing. They put a new roof on my storehouse in Dominations.
Nice.
Paul would probably make that happen.
I mean, I'm telling you, though.
Those won't burn during a pillaging.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, right now, like, for instance, if I pop on it right now, which I shouldn't do because we're doing a radio show, but I have to collect all the money that I have. Like, I'm collecting tolls on my toll road, and so I could collect all the gold coins right now.
You're 52, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. But I act like I'm 21, LB. That's the way to... Nothing wrong with that.
Attaboy.
All right, it is 6:59, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 right here in Boston.
And now, LB.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, left side, throw for a base hit. Hernandez hits third. Here he comes. The throw from Jimenez to the plate is up the line. Safe is Hernandez. And the Red Sox have tied it again. 5-5.
Yeah, you got to love it. And what comes after that is a walk-off. And you got to love it. Marco Fernandez he skidded down to first, and that was the walk-off run. The Sox tied it in the eighth to set up their Hernandez heroic Sox versus those other Sox again tonight, 7:05, first pitch, David Price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.